Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Here we are again. Thanks for coming back. Those of you that came back, we appreciate that. We appreciate it a whole lot.
So much.
Yes. So yeah, this week we're going to do the great debate. We're going to talk about different statements and we have some different questions, rapid fire questions, stuff. Just statements about the lifestyle that I've gathered on social media and I've asked on our stories and gotten some answers from. So
yeah,
just pretty much misconceptions and myths and different things to debate about. And then, yeah, that should be fun. We're trying all the things.
Yeah.
We're trying out.
I mean, last week we interviewed Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're trying to do some interviews. We're trying to do some games, keep it lighthearted, and then like some more educational.
I thought it was a really good conversation we had with it. Went so fast.
Yeah. It went really fast.
Like
I had so many questions.
Yeah.
Like after I was done, I was like, dude, I should have asked this.
We need to do a part two just because we, in retrospect, I should have asked this or I should ask that.
Interviewing is not our strong suit and it's definitely a learned thing.
It definitely is like a skill that you.
Yeah.
Craft.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get better. And I feel like it is getting better.
But, I like the fact that we just talk to people. Like, yeah, it's not so much an interview, really.
Yeah, no.
It's definitely, like, we're just having a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, I go into it with, like, we need to have, like, a plan, an outline, some questions. And then every single time, it's like, I don't even know. I'm trying to, like, look through all of our stuff and, like, try to find where we are. And it goes off course. And then, because you never know what they're going to say. And that's the part that's like terrifying. So I'm never sure what's happening.
It terrifies
next.
The planner inside you.
I need the outline.
You're supposed to say that.
We're all trapped, guys. We used to like even send that to them too.
Yeah, we used to send them the questions and then we're like, that's silly.
I appreciate when podcasts do it for me. So that's why I always send everybody all the questions ahead of time. And if they ask, I will. But like, we just decided, like, not to do that. I feel like it's way more authentic.
You get a more genuine response, but you don't have time to think about it.
Me, no. I'm always like, please send me everything you're going to say to me so I know what's happening next. Because I would like that. I mean, if they ask, I will give it to them. But I do like the whole, they're not sure what we're going to do with it. Like, we have a general topic, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's all we know. So I don't hate that. But if those, I don't know, interviewing's not our strong suit. We're definitely learning. So thank you for being patient with us because it's not easy. I thought it would just be so much easier. I don't know.
I feel like
transition.
Yeah.
The transitioning part.
Yeah. We can sit there and talk about something, but then it's like, we need to change the subject.
Yeah. And we have a time limit.
There's a purpose here.
Yeah. The time limit thing really sucks because I'm like, dang it, the last interview, I'm like, we're gonna have to do them again. And we're just like, every time we're like, we'll just have to have one again and continue the story. Because I always like the next day, I'm like, dang it, I should have got more into this or that, and I should ask this question. And it's fine, it's all right, we'll get better. I feel like
definitely
as we do it,
This is only episode 15.
Yeah, we're still learning, still figuring this out. We don't know what we're doing here.
It's only like. It sounds like a lot when you say 15, but it's only 15 weeks.
Yeah, it's
like, that's crazy.
Like, but not.
And we're squeezing us in between all, like, our real life stuff.
That's
and that's the thing. Crazy.
Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving. Now it's Wednesday, so it'd be a week ago, almost. And, yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I tried to ruin the turkey.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He decided to put on the smoker to clear room for
It only makes sense to put it on the smoker so I don't have a giant bird in the oven so I can cook all the other things because it's only logical.
We use the smoker to cook on like multiple times a week. Like it's smoke stuff all week, every week. Like it's not something that we're not used to. But it was turned up. It was a little too hot. Got a little too hot. And he had 3 pounds of butter inside of the turkey.
I did use a lot of butter. It was delicious.
It was so good.
Butter, as it was basting through the turkey, caught on fire in the bottom.
We went inside, came back out, and there was smoke everywhere.
Because I put the turkey on the grill. Then I'm like, all right, everything's more or less prepped. Yeah. The turkey's on. I'm going to go take a shower and get dressed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got out of the shower and just glanced at my phone to check the temperature, make sure everything was working, and it was like 100 degrees too hot. Yeah. I'm like, that's not right. I ran downstairs. Before I even got outside, I saw the smoke coming out of it. I'm like,
And then he had to run somewhere. Oh, we were dog sitting for friends, and he ran to go let them out real quick. And everything was chilling, and then I walked outside not even 5 minutes after that happened, and it was on fire again.
Yeah.
Thank gosh that we caught it, like, super quick.
Yeah.
Like, we caught it as soon as it did it. It charred the bottom.
Like, I had it, for if anybody cares, like, I spatchcocked it, which means you cut the backbone out of it, and it lays flat. So it only charred, like, the rib cage.
Yeah. It was
the underside.
There's Thanksgiving, no turkey, it's fine. Like, we'll just have, we had so much food. I was so mad. I was like, it's whatever, it's fine. I know, he was so upset, and he had spent so much time. And I'm like, it's okay, we just
yelled, you're like, what's wrong?
I know.
And like,
I thought you got hurt or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, but after we took the charred skin off.
Yeah, it was fine. It was so good. And I carved
it. It was really good.
Everything was so good. Everything. He can't cook anything that's not good. So.
That's not true.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's true. 15 years, I've never seen it, so. It's true.
There's been something. I'm sure there's been something.
No.
15 years, I'm sure. We just blocked that part out, I guess.
Nope.
We just don't talk about
everything you cook is perfect. It's not stupid.
Not true.
But yeah, it was good. We had all of our kids home. Sorry. Our daughter lives in Florida, and she came home with her boyfriend, and she spent, and then he went to, had to go to bed because he had to be up at.
Yeah, I had to go to work Friday morning.
6 a.m. So I played Uno with the kids, the cheating kids, and never seen people cheat at Uno so much. Like, they were teaming they all had teams, and I was the one that was out. So I had no teammate, and they were all working with each other, and I was like, whatever. And they were all so happy. I was like, whatever, it's fine.
They have fun.
They were taking like 5 cards instead of 1. Like, they wanted a whole stack of cards.
So they could just throw skips and.
Yeah, one of them just quit. It was like, nah. They had like 50 cards in their hand. It was insane. And then they'd switch hands with you. That's the thing.
I guess there is that one
50
card.
Cards, and they kept having that card because they'd find it in those 50 cards, and then they'd just switch hands with somebody. It was so stupid.
I mean, nothing tests a family like Monopoly and Uno.
They refuse to. Well, our oldest refuses to play Monopoly. She gets so mad.
Like, she hates two games that test families.
Yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving though. And it's already on to Christmas now, so time is flying, just like it always
is. And we have our birthday next week.
Yeah, our youngest has her birthday. We always have that, like, comes super fast, because it's like Thanksgiving, that, and then Christmas. Just bam, bam, bam. And the kids get off school again in a minute, and
it's just crazy business. Chaos. It's a hustle.
Chaos. So you don't hear from us. It's because we have Christmas programs and all these kids and baby showers and birthdays, Christmas, and it's a lot.
And Christmas parties that we're supposed to go to.
And Christmas parties that we can't go to, some of them.
Yeah.
Not happy about it. But family life comes first, kids come first, and it'll be here before we know it.
It'll be gone before we know it. That's the thing.
It'll be January 2nd in like 3 minutes.
But then it goes so slow.
January and February are the longest months on the calendar, and I'm dreading it. It's already so cold in Georgia, and everywhere else.
It is.
Snowing.
The other day, so cold. Yesterday when I was going to work, it was 28 degrees.
Yeah. When I took you to work the other day, it was 28 degrees. And it was frost and everything else. Ooh, it was so cold. And then I'm looking at everybody back up north where they're all snow just in their yards and stuff. And I'm like, it's like 14 degrees. Like, okay, I'm just kidding. And it's like 40. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die. But yeah. Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, I guess we should get started on the episode.
I guess so.
We could talk all day about the weather, but I think they don't want to hear that. So yeah, the first one is going to be common statements to debate. So these are statements that we hear all of the time. And it's just our thoughts on these different things and why it's wrong or right, why it's correct.
Just our opinions on it.
Yes. And you have to agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. First one.
Do we have a time limit on this one?
No.
No.
That's the rapid fire question. This one you can take as long as you want. All swinger parties are wild orgies. No. I wish.
I know.
I sure wish.
Only if.
That's where I throw my inside clothes up. You're definitely that's my kink. I didn't know that. That's didn't my know thing. That.
But we love group sex.
Love group sex. Like, I mean, it makes sense from, you know, being exhibitionists and voyeurists, so you can do both at the same time. You can watch people having sex while you're having sex, and it's, And I love having crowds. I love being watched, so I wish they were all wild orgies, and usually do.
Okay, you usually have to have an orgy organizer.
That's the key, because swingers are like herding squirrels. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. People disappear. You never see them again. Like, it's very
and
all over the place.
Having organized one of these such orgies, you always invite more people than you actually expect, because
most are gonna.
I'd say 30% of them either get distracted and do something else,
or they're playing somewhere else. Or that happens so many times.
Or they're just tired.
Or they go back in.
Or just go to bed or whatever. Yeah. But so.
Yeah.
It's very rare when you invite everybody and they
try to
show
have
up.
Every single party be an orgy, but it doesn't always go off that way. We get distracted. And usually it's because we're playing somewhere else and then we miss it. Or we're dancing. Something is going on and
we're
miss
bad
it.
About, we're bad about. We're. When you say herding, we are the squirrels.
We are squirrels. Everybody is, though. I feel like it's not just us, but we are really bad at squirreling. All right, next one. You have to be in an open relationship to be a swinger.
To be a swinger or do swinging things?
To be a swinger.
I mean, no. No. Because I don't consider us in an open relationship.
No, that's, not true. No. Because our relationship is closed.
It's a
closed relationship.
Yeah. Even though we have sex with.
Yeah, we just have sex with other people, but
or like relate, like when you say a relationship, that's deeper than the physical aspect.
Yeah.
You threw me off for a second when you said it,
because they are one and the same as well. It's like it's like one of those umbrella terms. So some may say that it is an open relationship, but I think relationship is a lot heavier than swinging.
Like, you're talking more polyamory and stuff like that when you talk about relationships.
We're looking for like a relationship.
Now, like, we've already talked about it before, but like we have, like, we call it swally.
Yeah.
We're really close and have really good friends, but I don't want to live with these people. I would love to live near these people so we can see them more often.
Be in my backyard. That's fine.
But I don't think I want to like share like a dwelling.
We can have kids. Like a roommate situation, maybe, like kind of cool. I still feel like for us anyway, right now, and that might change in the future. Who knows what happens? But like, as of right now, I don't want. Like, I want to go to bed with you and have our time and like have our space and our stuff. Plus, hang, you know, do it with our friends occasionally, not every night.
We just need a community with all of our friends.
Yeah. Plus, I said you can live in my backyard. That's fine. But I do need, like, my own living quarters, at least.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go outside naked and pick my vegetables and stuff and then wave next door to, and then just everybody's like, yo. And then we have dinners together here and there. But, like, it's not weird if we don't. Like, I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my ideal situation. But, okay. Next one, swinging is only for old couples. Older.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You're welcome. I'm just kidding.
Quick.
But really.
I mean, I think when we first final watched how the couples were older.
Oh, yeah.
They were 50s.
Yeah, it was very hard to find
people
like
40s into late 50s.
Yeah. The age's definitely going down, at least in club settings and stuff like event settings and stuff that we went to. Well, the events are catered more towards younger now as well.
A lot of the events now have like a more of like a rave type theme.
Yeah.
So which
draws in the 20, 30, 40 year olds, like,
and
50.
The younger generation coming into it is definitely more open sexually.
Yeah. Yeah. You see a lot more. Yeah. Just younger.
And also I've noticed like, talking and like with like people that have been in the lifestyle for 20 years, 30 years, those are the like DTF couples.
Yeah.
Oh, where want like some type of connection.
Yeah, we want the community, the commune, and they're like, it's not that serious.
And they're the ones that are like, they're the ones like, you're not even swingers. Like,
I know.
Because I don't want to have sex with everything that moves.
We get told that all of the time because we're not DTF, that we aren't. We're less swingers than they are.
Which we are.
We're all swingers, and we all just practice it differently.
Well, and I'll say, I see DTF in a completely different scope, I guess, as these people.
Well, that's
because I know. But, like, I'm DTF.
Well, that's what they call it. It's the DTF couple. That's what it's just what the term that people use for people that are looking for like a real quick, like never known you before, real fast.
And we've done that.
I know that's what I'm saying.
It's just not for me. It's not as
like
fun.
Most of us have, but I think we've all just want a deeper something chemistry. Yeah. It's more like we can do that, but it's way more like exciting and fun. And it's
my favorite part is the
foreplay.
Flirting and the foreplay and the back and forth and
dancing. So we could be both.
We can.
We can all be both. We can all do it all. Doesn't really matter.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
All right. You cannot be a swinger if you're introverted. That is very much so false because that's me. I am an introverted species.
You are.
Don't do well in those
situations. But you come out of your shell in those environments.
I've come a long way as well. I'm definitely not the same person that I was before. But yeah, I've come a long way. But yes, you can be introverted. And we have so many friends who are also introverted. Yeah. Freakiest people you'll ever meet. They are down for
the
anything.
The introverted ones are the freakiest.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Like, they... Like,
don't... Just because you're introverted... You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And once you learn that, you just got to push yourself a little bit outside of your comfort zone. And there's a lot of introverts.
It opens a lot of windows. A
lot of introverts here, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Swinging is just for couples and singles don't really fit in.
Not true at all.
Not true at all. They make you think that on social media a lot of the times. The stuff with the single content talks a lot about how, like, there's no space, but... There is a space.
There's a 100%
space. Much, a lot of people get in, a lot of people we know have gotten into the lifestyle with like bulls and unicorns. Like that's, like, that's a big gateway to the lifestyle.
We know a lot of people that like
regularly
found lifestyle as a single and then have since gotten relationships and are exploring lifestyle as couples, which is two separate
I think it's a lot less common to be a full swap couple than it is to be have played with singles. We've never played with singles before, which I think is pretty rare.
Yeah. Really,
most couples have played with singles. I think
With singles, but it was always as a couple.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Like, we've never played, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people play separately and do all of that too. And there's a big like space for singles and definitely in this lifestyle. Oh, wow. And I think that they are very much appreciated. We appreciate you. We love you.
I don't want to throw shade, but also the most people that say that are guys that don't understand the assignment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like,
that's true.
But the people are like, oh, there's no room for single guys. And that's not true. There's lots of room for single guys. But you have to be charismatic and fun to talk to.
It's hard to be a successful single person in the lifestyle.
There you go. It's hard to be a successful.
That's a whole different other story right there. But there's space. There's definitely space. Oh, there's definitely a need for singles. And we love our singles and our couples and everyone. Okay. Everyone in the lifestyle is open-minded and accepting. Not true. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get there. That's the goal. That's the purpose. We're trying to help.
Yeah. It's for such a...
Hold hands and things, but...
Well, we... As lifestyle as a whole, we claim to be so sexually open and...
Expression and...
There's still a lot of judgment. There's still a lot of body shaming, shit-talking... There's still a lot of homophobia when it comes to other guys. Like, you don't see homophobia towards women, really. Like, bisexual and lesbian are, like, welcomed with open arms. But when it comes to a bisexual
it's strange gay to be guys, straight woman in lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not a common thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a straight woman is the minority when it comes... Or they feel like they have to be bi when they're really not bi.
That was my kind of journey for the first year. Because in my past, have played with women. I have kissed women. I've always been attracted to certain women. I'm very picky, but I'm also very picky with my men too.
Yeah,
and you helped me realize that because I never felt bi, you know? I always was like, I enjoyed the times I have been with women, but I have to be attracted to them in some concept. And
just
I never
because
understood
you're
that.
Bisexual doesn't mean you're attracted to every woman, just like you're not attracted to every man.
He kept reminding me that because he was like, I struggled with, am I bi or am I straight? And I really felt like I was straight for the first like year, I think, for the most part. Like, I felt very straight because I didn't feel bi enough.
Yeah.
And I still struggle with feeling bi enough because I am very picky and choosy, but that's like, he always reminds me that you're also like that with men and you consider yourself like you love men.
Yeah, it's not any different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it helps me a lot. And I've been able to this last year really explore women and kind of learn, and I'm learning and figuring it out and, you know, having fun with women. And it's been nice to have people too. This lifestyle has helped me to definitely like experiment and see if I am or not. And now I am finally like, I've been saying like I'm bisexual and I've been owning that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely.
And, like, your dynamic with women is different than it is with men.
Yeah. And that's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have learned any of that without the lifestyle. And the original question is open-minded and accepting.
Oh, sorry.
And we ran on a little trans tangent there. But
unfortunately, we're not, as a whole, as open-minded and accepting as
A lot of the older generation are the ones who just don't. I find more resistance with them than any other.
I don't think it's any type of prejudice or anything like that. I think it's just a fear of change.
I do agree. Because most of their like anger is because we're not doing it right, or we're not doing enough of something, or it's too much of something.
Yeah. And especially like from what we see on the social media aspect and the podcasts and stuff like that, is they don't see us as equals. Yeah. Like, we're less than them because they don't
still
do anything.
Still trying to earn
our
credits. We're trying to earn our street cred as a swinger constantly.
Like, they somehow think that we're profiting off of the lifestyle.
Yeah, I get that all the time, and I laugh. You know what song I was singing before when we were making the bed to bake the podcast? We work hard for no money. So hard for no money. Because we are filming this at 10:30 p.m. We just had a full day and just got the kids to go to bed and finish watching Christmas movies and dinner and everything else. And we knew we had to get it done right now because we also have a party this weekend, a family-friendly party. And
yeah.
Of people we don't know, family members of our daughter's
30 people
boyfriend that we're meeting for the first
in our
time.
House.
Yeah. And so we have to deep clean the whole house. My sister's coming for the weekend and my kid's coming all weekend as well. And all of them are staying here. And yeah. And so I wish. But I love you guys. It's totally worth it. But
if you want to donate to the cause.
And paint that comment.
I'm kidding.
The original thing was that, you know, they think that we're trying to profit off their lifestyle. And we get told that all day, every single day.
It's not, they think it's their lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh, I worked it for that reason.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
It's not theirs. It's ours. Like, as a whole.
No one owns the lifestyle.
Right.
There's no Bible. There's no, like, it's
rule book.
It is what we have made,
like,
it.
Be a good person.
Yeah. Just be kind.
Yeah.
Just be kind and accepting of new things and people. And there's going to be new people. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing. Stop fighting us. Okay. Next question. Sorry. This is going to take forever. Swinging is only about physical pleasure. Emotional connections aren't part of it.
Say, we first
can
got
be.
This. It can
Again,
be.
Can be.
It can be. And that's when we first got lost. That's how it was.
Exactly what it was. Yeah.
It was like, it was strictly physical. Yep.
There, we were a very DTF couple that we ran around and we were like, yeah, we were just.
Until we just made connections with.
We saw how good it can be.
Family. Like, they're at this point, they're family.
Yeah.
But yeah, they. We were that DTF.
What's the difference between poly and swingers? And always our answer was no emotion. And that's what we said first.
Yeah.
No emotion. And I was like, we gotta stop saying that. And I was like, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feels. There's a lot of chemistry. There's a lot of vibes. That's what makes the lifestyle so beautiful. And that's why we love. That's the addictive cocaine effect, we call it. It's that, like. More. It's like deeper and it's more exciting when you have those things, and we've learned that, but I hated that answer. No emotion, no feelings. No.
Yeah.
No.
Not true.
And it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, it can,
literally
it can be, but like, we enjoy the butterflies and the flirting and the
And there are nights where we just are like down to fuck. You know, we're just like, you're hot, we're hot, it hits off and stuff, like, you know, but like.
Yeah. But it's still, it's like, for me, even when we do that, like, and it does still happen, but like, you're hot, we're hot, like, we still hit it off in some way other than.
Yeah, we talk a little
like
first,
physical.
Always.
Like, we always hit it, and they're like. It
has to be about.
Let's just.
That you want to go get a room?
Yeah.
You want to go? Yeah. Yeah. There still has to be a moment where we're getting, you know, to know each other a little bit. A little bit, especially for me. I'm the one. You would be down immediately in the moment, but I need a little bit more. And a little bit out. A little bit of push.
But even in that situation, it's more just performative for me. Like, yeah, I can do it, but hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
These are the ones that were submitted on our stories from our followers. They're not ones that I sought after on my stuff. Okay.
Okay.
So these are a little bit closer to home. Swinging is only for people with perfect bodies. That is not true. I am, and you are, the definition of that. Because we're swingers and we do not have perfect bodies. But we do it.
I think you have a perfect body.
If I told you you had a beautiful body that you voted against me.
But really, I think you do.
I think you have a perfect body too, but I'm just saying.
But
in
I
societal,
do have a very much,
perfect body.
I have very much
you're the
a
perfect
dad
body for mine. For me. I love dad bods. And it's perfect for me, but I'm saying society's standards.
Now, there are women that have
the perfect bodies. Lots
like
of them.
The societal perfect body.
But you don't have to have that.
But you don't have to have it. Absolutely.
At all. That's definitely not required.
No.
All right. Couples who swing can't take the relationship seriously. True.
That is.
Why would you do that? Why would you take it seriously? No, that's 100% serious. We have, you've never met more people more serious about marriage.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, they.
I don't care. They, but anyone says.
No, they.
We have always been, like, pretty solid on our belief that marriage is a big fucking deal. It's the biggest deal.
I actually just had this conversation yesterday with a lady
I do
at work.
Lot,
because she
know.
Was asking me about my like professional past, and I mentioned how I used to work a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, so you were like on the edge of divorce. I'm like, oh, no. You misunderstood that. I'm like, I just worked a lot, and it was frustrating for both of us because I wasn't home.
No.
She's like, oh. She's like, you. I'm like, that's a curse word in our house.
Oh, yeah. We don't like, say that word. We always have said that. We don't say that. The
she's
B
like,
word.
Oh, like, she's like, and then she's like, okay, I get it now. I'm like, I just had that conversation with the lady at work.
Like, there's never been more thing we've ever been serious than our marriage. And we hold that very, very dear to our hearts. Like, our marriage is our number one purpose, everything.
That's how we say it as a joke a lot of times, but it's like, when we see something with like a red flag with another couple, it's a them thing. Yeah. This is an us thing.
Yeah. And everything we do is
and us. That is basically a way to protect our relationship.
Yeah.
Because if we got involved, it could be twisted and crazy stuff happens.
Us.
It
Period.
Could affect our relationship.
Emotionally.
Yeah. So that's kind of
marriage.
One of our
we've always been very
works.
Much like if our marriage is affected in a negative way, and we've been good since at that since we were 21, like 22 years old. Like we, if it makes us feel any sort of certain way and it interferes with our marriage and our relationship, shut it down.
Yep.
And we don't want a part of that. And we've always been very serious. So we do. That is not true. And then, okay, we've got. You have to go to swinger clubs to be part of the lifestyle.
Nope.
Now, there are so many people who have never been to a swinger club, and they've been lifestyle for 20 years, 30 years, never been to a club.
I remember it was a couple of years ago now, but we were talking to a couple, and they were been in lifestyle for 20 years or so. They were an older couple. And they had just went to Secrets for the first time.
Yeah, there's a lot that just...
I'm like, holy cow.
Do privately, you know, at home and dates, like, locally.
Yeah.
And, like, friends and more of the secret, like, really discreet vibes. And, like you were saying, like, bring bulls to their homes and unicorns to their homes and stuff. Like, a very personal thing in the lifestyle. And then they just never been to clubs or resorts or events or, you know.
And it's not... It's that's not everybody's
no
vibe.
We've heard so many people that have tried different like clubs or secrets or events and I'm just like it's just not we just can't it's
yeah
just,
the
we
music's
went home.
Too loud
yeah we didn't like it there
can't talk
yeah it's just not every couple's cup of tea but a lot of, you know some people just want to sit outside by a fire and just you know get close you know talk to a couple just two on two or one, you know, two on one or whatever, one on one, and rather do it that way than go to these big to-dos and stuff. And, you know, like everything, like we said, it can be literally whatever you want it to be. And so,
I feel like you've said that before.
This one was part of my video I put out today. So I've... Stuff to say that not a lot of people agree with me, but you should never bring your kids into the conversation about swinging. into a conversation about swinging.
No. So our opinion on that is,
maybe it's because we were outed and we had no choice but to bring those conversations. Into our lifestyle. I think it's so much more nonchalant for us and more of like, this is how, like, because we're on the other side of it, but I think, maybe.
I think people, because it's part of this negative stigma of the lifestyle, because they automatically connect it with sex.
Children.
And then sex and children don't go together.
Time.
So they automatically assume if you're talking about this with your child, that it's an inappropriate conversation, which isn't the fact.
No.
Like when we had this conversation with our kids, we talked to them about different relationship dynamics. That
people love differently. People,
yeah,
you know, people go on dates with other people. It depends on their age and what their age is. It appropriate or you know what I mean? Like, and you doesn't. We've never once been like, oh yeah, we participate in orgies in these playrooms at the like. We've never ever. No. They don't know what happens.
We've never talked about.
They think we're hanging out with our friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's to them, it's just hanging out with our friends and going on dates together is like going out to dinner with another couple. Yeah. Like, it's not like we're friends. Like, it's not. Yeah.
Or if we're actually hosting, like, hosts at an event, they like, oh, you got to work this weekend?
Yeah, it's like a work. It's, oh, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, if we're hosting for. Because
if we're hosting, we're not just going to party.
And they understand our mission and they understand, like, there's ways to. If you would like to have, you know, if you would like to have that conversation with your kids and you want to be 100% out and open with everyone, if that's what you want to do, well, there are ways to do it without it being so negative all the time.
We're like, we're fortunate enough where we are already training our children to be open-minded and accepting people. But since we had to have those conversations with our kids, it's opened the door for other conversations like sexuality. And like we had a whole conversation at the dinner table one night about bisexuality and what that actually means.
What it actually means,
And...
Yeah. Because he was curious. He just, he genuinely was a teenage boy that was just curious what that means because he's heard it before. And he's
so I am...
In school.
100% believer of if they're old enough to ask the question... There's a age-appropriate way to answer it and give them
We never, like, brought up sex in that explanation.
No,
or
absolutely not.
None of our stuff has ever been about sex with people,
it's
ever.
Not sexualized.
There's ways to have people understand that, you know, we just live life a little bit differently, and that's okay. Yeah. It's okay to live a different life than other people, and it's okay to do stuff that's not... normal and seen as
normal
and
that's
all right. There's ways that you can bring them, and if you don't want to, you don't have to.
No.
It's not,
again,
it's your family, your children,
I
your
think
life.
Back of when we were our kids' ages and I didn't want to know about my parents' sex life. And then you become like a teenager, like, you know, they have sex but you still don't want to know about it.
So like,
why was it any different if we, like, what we do in private, consensually, with other consenting adults, why would our kids care about
it? And the fact that people always constantly just throw kids when you talk about swinging, it's the first thing they throw out is children. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I don't know. I could go on for days about that one. It's a whole thing. And, you know, like, I just don't think that kids see pineapples and stuff and think that, oh, we're swinging. I just don't. They see a pineapple. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying. There's so many symbols
again,
are in this world.
And we talked about this because you didn't put out the video you wanted, but now you put out a second video saying, you know what? I'm not going to share my opinion.
Yeah, this was the original video.
But
kind of what I talked about.
You made a good point in that first video that you didn't share, and you said it opens if they can ask a question about that pineapple and why it's on there. There's an opportunity there to teach
about children, about different relationships and dynamics and different just humans in general.
Like, it could have been, it could be as easy as
an age.
A symbol for couples that
are non-monogamous
or non-monogamous, or they enjoy
like date other couples. Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be the
it doesn't have to be about sex.
Why we gotta throw sex in there and automatically think we're telling people about like going doggy on some neighbor guy. Like it's just not, that's not the conversation people are having with their kids. I promise. No. I promise you that's not how that conversation is going. And but yeah. Okay. Next one. Because we could keep talking about that for a whole episode. Okay. Couples get into swinging because they don't love each other. We already answered that one. Have you met us before? Not true.
Actually, it's a bigger turn on. We can tell the couple
love each other.
Are like
obsessed with each other.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's definitely hot. The takes their hot level like a ton.
Yeah.
Because the biggest turn on for us in the lifestyle is couples that. I'll say that all the time. Like, they're not solid. I'll go up to him when I meet couples. And, like, if I do, especially like, my single things, I've told him, I've reported back to him when he wasn't at events and stuff and been like, stay away from them. They're not solid. And that's all he needs to know. I'm like, they're not good. They're not good. Like, if I see any, like, sign, I'm just like, just be careful because I don't think they're good.
Yeah.
Like, you can usually tell if there's something going on, and usually
again, those red flags.
It's a red flag. That's what
that you can see within the relationships, and it's like,
be careful, be careful. Is there?
We're not going to stop talking to you, but also,
oh no, we can still be swingers. We're good at that. Yeah, we can still navigate that, but
also
we don't want to. We don't have to.
We don't.
And
have
so
to.
We've just stopped. Well, we used to do that.
Saying
a lot.
That being swingers, but like we can still be friends with them, but there won't be going past that.
Yeah,
if there's
that too. But we can also.
Well, we can
also ignore it for a night. Sometimes. We used to. I'm not saying anymore. I always run up to him and be like, no, let's just stop. Because we've learned since then.
That, it creates more problems than it's worth.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You can go find another couple that you can have a great night with and don't have to tiptoe or feel weird or
have weird moments.
It doesn't have to be weird. All, you know. Like,
don't have to deal with.
Yeah. There's too many people out there.
Freaking out in the middle.
Too many other options.
Activity.
We used to really try really hard to like help. That was the worst. Like help each other out. Remember that? Oh my gosh. When there's marriages that were just not good. Yeah. Or not even marriages. They were just together.
Not our problem.
Not good. And they'd be like, so he did this and that. I'm like, yeah, you guys, this is way too vanilla conversation in a swinger location. Yeah. And I don't like it. We're going to not do that. Okay. One more question from a follower or statement from a follower. The lifestyle is too expensive. It's 3 times as expensive for single males versus females also.
Yes.
That is true. Both things are true.
Yes. One, there are less expensive ways to export a lifestyle.
Yeah, you don't have to go. Yeah.
You don't have to drop $1,200 for a weekend. Just go to a hotel takeover.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Go on a $5,000 cruise or, you know, go to Jamaica. You don't have to do all these big events that are more pretty expensive. Let's be honest. They get expensive.
So expensive.
Between hotels and event tickets and
traveling.
Travel and
costumes. And
they, like, I'm not going to say it's not expensive because it is.
It's very expensive.
But it doesn't have to be. No. You can literally find your local community.
Yeah. You can find
and
your friends.
Go out to dinner. Yeah.
Once you start finding your people, you can do whatever. Just hang out in your house, like, or at a hotel or Airbnb and just watch movies all night. Like, it doesn't have to be that expensive. Yeah. And actually, those are usually what we prefer those times.
Yeah.
This past, like, year or so, we've just decided to do a lot less events and the traveling and the frivolous lifestyle. And we've kind of really backed it back home to, you know, trapeze and local things and close friends and couples that we know locally. And I've enjoyed, like, it's again that connection and that vibes,
yeah,
the chemistry. You get more of that when you do stuff closer to home.
Also, the second part of that is it is 3 times more expensive for a single male than it is couples.
Yes.
For now, there are certain companies and groups that.
Yep.
To have a set price for everyone per person.
And Homes After Dark is a very big advocate for single males, and they definitely are pushing towards
like how they do their ticket. It's literally this price per person.
as it should
be. It's not. Nope.
And I understand why. I get both sides. I do. Get I under, it.
Like,
I get
you don't want to oversaturate a party with a whole bunch of single guys.
Yeah.
And so they upcharge this to weed out the people that aren't. I don't know what the right word for it is.
As ethical. Yeah. Not really. And a lot of them, you'll find that, not a lot of them, but I guess, I don't know, trapeze on Fridays will really show you, like, there's a lot of not lifestyle people that come there just to get laid.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of navigating that out.
But trapeze is one of those places that charges single men more. Yeah. So I also don't understand.
Yeah, at events, like, the scale of that would be way bigger.
Like, Secrets is a place that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to say membership for a month for a single male is, like,
pretty much everything that we've ever been to or attended has more priced tickets for.
And we've been to events too that there are no singles allowed, period.
Oh yeah, we've been to couples, Splashes like that.
Yeah, Splash is a couples only event.
Yeah, there are quite a few couples only
events. But even them, they're offering like throuple packages and stuff like that now.
Yeah, so we're getting there. We are everybody's... Somebody's got to start it, you know, somebody's got to, you know, and I do believe in inclusivity and like not excluding people based on, you know, and so I do.
It's a fine line.
I get it. And it's
like you want to protect the masses. You don't want shady people just to walk in, like buy a $50 ticket and come in. But 90% of the single guys are more ethical than guy you're going to meet at a bar.
Oh, I know. So, and I think a lot of it was that we've always been taught single males were horrible things.
They also, they're also fighting against an even harsher stigma than the swingers in general.
Oh, yeah. And you just constantly are hearing like how horrible single males are and all the time. It's like you have to retrain yourself. Like once you start actually meeting real lifestyle single males.
More bad experiences with single females
I've said that single males day one.
Like
day one,
every single guy I've talked to in the lifestyle has been respectful. They we sit there and talk about whatever. And if we like, and they'll like, so you guys do you like single guys, this and that, or like what's the word I'm looking for?
Prefer?
No. Proposition us. There we go. And if we say no, they're like, oh, okay, not a problem.
Yeah. Let me know if you change your mind.
Yeah.
If you need me.
No. But God forbid.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some not so great experiences.
Or most single women, don't want to say most because that's not true, but a lot of single women that we've met don't understand the boundaries. That single males,
they think that they have this like princess mentality where I'm not saying all of them, but we have ran into a lot of them that think that they should be held above everybody else. And it's kind of like, I don't have to have rules. I do what I want.
Because a lot of couples only are looking for single females, especially newer couples. Looking to add some excitement to your social life, meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscription. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today. Our last segment, our final segment, is going to be rapid fire questions. We have to talk for 30 seconds about whatever these misconceptions or myths or statements or whatever. You have to fill a whole 30 seconds.
30 seconds is a lot.
With an argument.
But I feel like it'll be all right.
About. You just have to respond to why it is not true or why it is true or anything. You have to talk for 30 whole seconds. You have to set the timer.
I got it.
All right. First one.
Oh, hold on. I got an hour and 30 seconds. We don't want to do that.
I don't do that. Okay. Not enough time. All right. Swinging is the same as cheating. Go.
No. Done. No, I'm just kidding. swinging is the exact opposite of cheating, actually. There's cheating, you're hiding things from your partner. You're being dishonest, disloyal. Is that even a word, disloyal? But
deceptive.
Deceptive.
All the D's.
Yeah, all the D's. But most importantly, you're...
Done.
Oh.
Out of time. So we'll never know. But you did good. You did good.
Yeah. Hey, you have to tune in later for this. Have me finish that statement.
Okay. Number two.
Number two?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Yes. Swingers are hedonists with no morals.
Sounds like my Instagram. Every single comment I get told that I have no morals. And I say to that, yes, I do. Like, why does who I have sex with have anything to do with my morals? Morals is a very personal, like, deep inside thing. It has nothing to do with my sex life. And those are two. I hate that. I hate that so much. No dignity, no morals, no respect or anything.
You're indignant.
Not, you know, I'm a very moral person.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. All right. Ready? You should always inform your partner about every thought you have during a swap.
Every thought?
Every thought.
No, no. Because I have some intrusive thoughts.
Now you need to. Now I need to.
Like, I have intrusive thoughts.
I want to know.
All day.
No. That's true. It's just who you are.
They can't be repeated. Like, what goes in my brain.
Yeah.
Sometimes. It's just a game I play with myself. And it's like, what if?
Okay. All right. You're done. Out of town.
But that being said, I know I'm past 30 seconds, but if it's something that I feel passionate about, and then yes, but...
Yeah, but not every thought.
And not every thought.
Every thought. Same. You only know what the hell is going on in my brain. I couldn't even tell you.
I mean, if I said everything, or came, some of those thoughts would be like, cramp.
Oh, there's a lot of weird.
Which I have said that out loud before. But
all right, number four.
Number four. All right. The lifestyle is just a fad and it will die out.
The lifestyle is thriving and growing by the minute. I was just reading an article today about how 4% of the American adults participate in some form of non-monogamy. And now it's up to 5%. And that's just very small, tiny little studies. And think how many people are discreet and no one knows about the lifestyle. Yeah. They say 1 in every 4 people that you meet.
Yeah, have explored the lifestyle in some way.
I think that definitely is growing.
Oh, 100%.
Not going to sex isn't going away. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Next. Okay. Swinging can help improve communication in a relationship.
110%. Like, can? It should. Like, it's not, there's no can it. It should. Like, if you're, we talk about how you do it your own way, but if, in my opinion, the correct way to do that is talking to your partner. Like, if you're not talking to your partner about your experience, then why are you doing it?
Not a very good experience.
Exactly.
All right.
That was a good 30-second one, actually.
All right. I think they've all been pretty good. Okay.
Good swingers never experience jealousy.
Good swingers again. Back with this good swingers.
Yeah.
We have a different level of what swinger we are, but that's not true at all. Like, it's okay to experience jealousy. Jealousy is not like a end all be all to being a swinger. If you have jealousy, it doesn't mean that you're not good at the lifestyle or that you're not doing it correctly. It means that you're a human. And most of us have been married to our person for a minute.
Yeah.
Or longer, like us. And it's just different. And yeah.
Yeah.
Emotions happen.
It's a basic human emotion.
Huh.
It boils down to your basic human emotion.
It's what you do.
It's how you deal with it.
We suck at 30 seconds.
I know.
Okay.
I'm a slow talker.
All right.
You actually have mentioned that to me numerous times. You like to talk. Story.
All right. Swingers are more likely to get STDs than monogamous people.
No. I'd say, yes, we have sex more often than monogamous people, I would say. But we practice safe sex almost 100%. Like, I want to say 100%, but there are instances where people are exclusive with other couples that don't use protection. But
they're usually tested.
But they're also, I was getting ready to say, they're also getting regularly tested to make sure their other partners are safe. Where monogamous couples, what's the percentage of monogamous couples that experience infidelity or commit infidelity?
How many times you went to a bar to pick up a girl and you asked for their STD testing? And they hand it to you.
Exactly.
And had condoms in her pocket.
Yeah.
Or her husband's pocket. I thought we do. But you know what I mean.
We never have pockets.
You know what I mean.
Or my pouch that's in my back pocket.
All right. We've already really talked about that one. Just peeked at it. We haven't seen any of these. We're just reading them as it goes.
Swinging requires strict rules and boundaries.
Said it a million times, especially this episode. Swinging can be whatever you want it to be. If you want to have 400 boundaries and rules and have, you know, contracts that you need people to sign, or if you have one boundary or no boundaries, you can do whatever you want to do. And it's good to have a set of boundaries and limits and stuff, because there is guarantee there's something you're not into or you don't want to do. And I promise, but you don't have to. It can be whatever you want it to be or don't want it to be. For the millionth time.
For the millionth time.
Okay. Okay. All right. You must have a membership to be in the lifestyle.
100%.
We have so many memberships.
I'm selling membership cards on Cash App. Okay.
We have so many memberships. We have memberships all over the country. There's so many different things. Because, yes. No. You do.
I want to start a national swingers club.
Yeah, we have a lot of membership cards. We should. Yeah. We should write a Bible for it. She'll do it already. Law. This is
the law. This is the law.
The law.
No. So, in that respect, I'm out of 30
Just
seconds.
Just forget about it.
But
the last question. Or no, there's one. One more question.
A lot of swingers clubs and resorts require a membership for entry. We will say that. But you do not have to have a membership to be a swinger.
Yes. Yeah, no. For not to be a swinger, just to go to swinger things. For the most part, you do need a membership.
Yeah.
Not to be a swinger, no.
No.
All right. Last and final question. Go on ahead.
Swingers are bisexual or open to same-sex encounters. Go.
Not true. We kind of talked about this earlier, how I felt like at the beginning I wasn't bi, so I felt out of place and I felt kind of weird, because it did feel like every female that I met was bisexual. It's very rare to find just straight women, but no, that's not true, because I very much participated and had fun and still got to, like, as long as you're comfortable with yourself,
so
you can have fun.
Like, I'm straight.
And you're straight. That was my next thing. It was also your
there show. Are also bi curious, bisexual, and bi flexible guys in lifestyle that we've met, and bi comfortable, like on the spectrum, like exploring,
experimenting.
But you don't have to.
It's not a requirement.
It's not a requirement. No.
And I mean, you should be open to it. Baffling. I think you should be open to...
You have to be...
To same-sex scenarios, that's what it says. Or encounters. And I'm like...
Now, I feel like you have to be comfortable with another naked guy in the same room as you.
Yes. You have to be secure in your manhood to some extent. Because if you're not, we know people who aren't and struggle with their own self. And they're very, like,
self-conscious.
Not self-conscious, but I guess so. But they're just not secure in their selves. And they get really weirded out by other men.
And it's a them thing.
Yeah.
That's what the biggest thing is. And they're not comfortable in their own skin enough. And they're always comparing themselves to other people.
So I think you should be open to anything, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be. I think you should be cool. And if it's not for you, don't yuck someone's yum. You know, that's what they say. I think.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't yuck someone's yum. That's very common.
I was going to say, you just come up with...
That's very
a good one.
Yes, I did. I did that. Yeah, because I'm cool and hip. You know what? But you know what, guys? This is a way longer episode than we ever planned it to be. And
yeah,
so
we're already...
We still have...
Over an hour.
Another couple segments left, and there is no way we're going to squeeze that into an hour. So, and we don't even have commercials or any editing done, but it's going to be over an hour, I believe. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, but fortunately, we will continue this, and we will do a whole other episode, and we will finish out our statements.
We'll definitely have to add these. Like, even if it's not
good
the
ones.
Same subject.
And the next ones were funny ones, too. It was a whole funny.
Yeah. I feel like we can throw these at the end of an episode or something for a fun
I think this episode is really good and gets our opinions and you know, kind of like gets people to know where we stand and what we believe in and introduces what we kind of
gives
a little more
something to think about
maybe hopefully
they have a good point, but I also don't you don't have to
disagree.
The same way
go on disagree talk about it. We want you guys to sit together with your person and or your people and talk about this stuff and tell them that you don't agree with what I said.
This is
or
the great debate episode.
Yeah. We would like to spark some conversation and make sure that you leave us, you know.
And you know what? It's
feedback.
Okay to agree to disagree.
Okay. We're all different people.
We don't have to see eye to eye to be friends.
Just be kind and be nice and be open. That's literally what the lifestyle is supposed to be, is kind and open-minded and amazing and wonderful. It just gets...
That's what attracted us to this lifestyle to begin with.
That's why we love it. That's why we're here. That's why we do a podcast. That's why we are here. It is just for you guys. Like our love for the lifestyle. And so, and we love that you're all different and you all have different ways to do the lifestyle and you all have different relationship dynamics and different stories and you're all different people. And we love that. And we don't mind having a different opinion than everybody else. It's okay. We don't need to be mean. Be nice to each other. We love each other. And we love you. And we appreciate you for being here. And we will have to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Until next week.
So until next week.
You're going to have to stay tuned for another part, for part two.
Yeah.
The great debate.
The great debate.
And if you don't like it, tell us, and then we won't even bother. Please. But I plan on, I think it was good. I think it was good.
I think it was too.
That was a good
I think
episode.
It was a good one.
It was good.
But as always. Not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys. Bye.